Unit 4. Reading. 16 plus. Your future, your choice. Exercise 4.
These are some of the options which are available to you.
A. Further education.
There are two options. A levels. These are the qualifications that you need to go to university. Most people study 3 or 4 subjects. Vocational courses. You can take a certificate in areas such as business, health and social care, or performing arts.
Gary.
Next year I'm going to take A-levels at school. I'm not the most hard-working student, but I hope I'll pass my exams in the end. After that, I'm going to take a gap year. Then I think I'll study languages at university.
B. Apprenticeships.
If you do an apprenticeship, you learn a trade and do part-time study. There are apprenticeships in areas like agriculture, catering, tourism and construction. Apprentices earn at least £80 a week.
Alison.
I'm starting an apprenticeship next month after my GCSEs. I want a well-paid job, so I'm going to be a plumber. I know I won't be the only girl on the course because two of my friends are doing it too.
C. Employment.
The minimum wage for 16-year-olds is £3.40 an hour. If you're not sure about what you want to do, you can take an E2E course. This is a training program which also gives you work experience. Then you can apply for a full-time job when you're ready.
Sam.
I don't know what I want to do when I leave school, so I'm going to do an E2E course. I'll have the chance to do some work experience at a recording studio. That'll be great because I love music.